And with the worst of the financial crisis over, President Obama is proposing tougher measures to regulate the banks. Yesterday, he asked Congress to take action to limit the size and activities of some of the nation's largest financial institutions. And to find out more, we turn now to David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal, joins us often on this program. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us exactly what the president is proposing.
Two things. One is to expand the existing limits on just how large any bank can get to cover more things. And the second, and the more interesting one actually, is to tell banks that if they're going to come under the federal safety net, deposit insurance, ability to borrow from the Fed, the knowledge that they'll get bailed out if they get in trouble, then they have to stick to basic banking and give up the risky trading for their own accounts or owning hedge funds. It's an approach that Paul Volcker, the former Fed chairman, has been promoting loudly for months and months and months, and one that just until a couple of weeks ago, the president's economic team has been distinctly unenthusiastic about.
And so why is he doing this now?
Well, politically, the president clearly is looking for ways to show the people that he's tough on Wall Street, that he's going to do something to prevent the big banks who are so unpopular from putting us through anything like the recent crisis. On the substance, President Obama, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner said yesterday that, first of all, they want to prevent the American taxpayer from, as the president put it, being held hostage by a bank that's too big to fail. And secondly, they think that banks that want to gamble in the markets, which is their right, should do it with their own money and shouldn't do it with the knowledge that they're being backstopped by the taxpayers. It's not exactly a return to the Depression-era law known as Glass-Steagall, which limited the bank's ability to do things and was repealed in the late 90s, but it's in the spirit of Glass-Steagall, or a second cousin of Glass-Steagall.
Now, David, the markets went down yesterday. Was that a bad reaction to this, and did the banks react to this?
Well, the markets did fall yesterday. The stock market was down 2%, pulled down by bank stocks because this would definitely limit the bank's ability to make money. I mean, J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the biggest banks, lost more than 6% on its stock. And the bankers and the lobbyists for the bankers say, look, this kind of trading didn't cause the crisis. This is unwise. It's impractical. It's imprudent. So they're not happy about it. And there will be a big argument about this. This is not something that is going to necessarily sail through Congress. But the banks are really on the defensive now. I mean, just a few days ago, the president proposed a new $9 billion a year fee or tax on them. So they're having a hard time defending themselves right now.
And you mentioned earlier that the president's economic team, including Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, not initially enthusiastic about this, came around. Why did they change?
Well, Larry Summers, the president's economic advisor, Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, have argued that the best way to prevent big banks from getting into trouble and threatening the system again was to make them hold bigger capital cushions and make sure they had more ready cash. They didn't want to go back to these kind of rigid rules, the ones that Mr. Volcker has been proposing. But Mr. Volcker's notion drew a lot of support from some big names in finance. The House passed a bill that would have allowed the regulators to do this. And the specter of Goldman Sachs and other banks making so much money on trading while they were still being backstopped by the government really, I think, partly changed the argument. We understand that Vice President Joe Biden became an ally of Mr. Volcker. So just before Christmas, Mr. Geithner, Mr. Summers met with Mr. Volcker, and apparently they came to an agreement, and the president liked the idea.
Okay, David, yes or no? Will it make it through Congress?
I'm not going to be able to give you a yes or no on that. It depends what Senate Republicans do. Do they want to stop the president, or do they want to beat up on the banks?
Okay, David Wessel of The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.